Voter suppression doesn't just happen on election day. It happens every single day of the year, Murphy Anderson told Newsweek, noting that unnecessary barriers to voting can be confusing for people, leading them to throw their hands up and say, I'm not even going to try. The real fear from groups on the ground has led many of them to focus on re-educating voters on what the changes in the voting law mean for them. Francesca Means, co-founder of the Black Collective, which works to increase black political power, said while the multiple lawsuits against the law from community groups and the ACLU are important, many in the community are currently oblivious to the effects of the new law. Her group, which goes door to door in black communities, explains straightforward things about the new law, like making sure voters have their signatures updated because of new signature match requirements, but also speaks more broadly to voters. When black elders say again, upon hearing about efforts to make it harder for them to vote, Black Collective leads with a message that once again, they're attacking our right to suppress our communities. They're trying to find ways to take us back to the 1950s and 1960s to remove ease of voting and create more hurdles. The new law is not only more difficult for voters of color, but also for the groups that help them vote. And that difficulty can be expressed in one word, money. Things as simple as delivering a ballot from a Palm Beach voter to the Broward Board of Elections, as was done over the last decade, must now be mailed to the Palm Beach Board of Elections. The additional costs add up, the groups told Newsweek, which is why they want Democratic donors to stay engaged and pony up.